News. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
President Trump delivering an address to Congress Tuesday night.
America is back.
Celebrating his second administration start.
6 weeks ago, I stood beneath the dome of this Capitol and proclaimed the dawn of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country. We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or 8 years, and we are just getting started.
Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
But also drawing heckles from Congressman Al Green, a Texas Democrat.
The members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum. The chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order.
In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he stands ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a lasting peace with Russia, calling last week's Oval Office blow-up regrettable. Swift retaliation to President Trump's trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, Mexico, Canada, and China. Damian Troisi reports stocks fell on the news.
The S&P 500 fell 1.2%, wiping out all the gains since Election Day for the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.6%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4%, despite a rebound in big tech stocks such as NVIDIA.
Sources tell AP the IRS is drafting plans to cut its workforce of roughly 90,000 in half. The Trump administration's published a list of more than 400 federal properties it could close or sell, including FBI headquarters and the Justice Department's main building, both in Washington, D.C. This is AP News. A remembrance of the man with a golden arm. Not a James Bond character, but a man of great consequence. Ed Donahue has the story.
A man in Australia known for his record-breaking blood plasma donations has died. James Harrison had an aversion to needles, but the plasma, the retired State Railway Department clerk, contained a rare antibody that can protect unborn babies. Harrison made 1,173 donations after he turned 18 in 1954, until he was forced to retire in 2018 at the age of 81. He is credited with saving 2.4 million babies. Harrison was recognized by Guinness World Records in 2005 as the person who had donated the most blood plasma in the world. The record was beaten 3 years ago. His grandson says as humble as he was, the 88-year-old Harrison did like the attention, but he would never do it for the attention. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.